Opening credits. You are listening to The Collision, Book 2 in the Impact series, written by C.K. Westbrook, narrated by Alex Fitton, published by Four Horsemen Publishing, Incorporated. Copyright C.K. Westbrook in 2022. All rights reserved. Acknowledgements. I want to thank Four Horsemen Publications for their continued support of me and this series. Val, Jen, Erica, and Heather have made this complicated and a little daunting process smooth and fulfilling. I want to thank Chelsea for her constant friendship, insider knowledge, and brilliant editing skills. Chelsea understands Kate, Sinclair, and Kyle as well as I do, and these novels would not exist without her. I also want to thank Denise for her supportive friendship and for sharing her vast knowledge of space exploration and its community. I am grateful to my sisters, Shayna and Jess, for their encouragement and love. I need to thank my silent writing partners, Sky and Brooke Laddie, for always being close. This series would have remained just a daydream without Jeffrey's encouragement, patience, and love. I am forever grateful for him. Lastly, my profound appreciation goes to my readers. I am extremely thankful to every person who read The Shooting, especially those who said they could not wait to read the next book. Chapter 1. 48 days after the shooting. Several hundred feet to the right, something fell from the sky with such force that it bounced, shaking the ground and the car. Sinclair instinctively jerked the car left into the oncoming traffic lane. Luckily, the next car coming toward them was far enough away to hit their brakes, avoiding an accident. Sinclair regained control, pulling to the right, hitting the brakes, and swerving onto the shoulder before coming to an abrupt halt.
"What the fuck?"
Sinclair shouted as he watched it bounce again, moving closer to the highway.
"Drive! Why are you stopping?"
Kate screamed as she frantically looked up to the sky.
"There could be more!"
But he did not move. Sinclair, breathing hard, stared in the direction of the object as it settled in a field on the side of the road.
"What was that?"
Sinclair asked as he opened the car door. Kate got out as well, glancing at two other cars which had come to loud, screeching halts on the highway. She was thankful that there were so few cars on the road, so there was no chain reaction pileup.
"This is crazy, Sinclair. We should go,"
Kate said, looking toward the object. Her heart pounded madly as Sinclair stepped over the guardrail and walked through a little ditch into the field.
"Why does he need to see what almost killed us?"
But she was curious, so she watched as he walked to a wire fence not visible from the road. Kate followed him slowly.
"I know what it is, but I don't believe my own eyes,"
Sinclair said as Kate approached.
"Is it a car?"
Kate asked.
"Yes, I think it's a Tesla Roadster,"
Sinclair replied, staring at the smashed object.
"I love electric cars, but not when they almost kill me. Where did it come from?"
Kate asked confusedly. She looked around and up at the sky.
"There's nothing high enough here to explain where it came from."
"I think it was on its way to the asteroid belt. On its way to Mars, Kate. It fell from space. It's not possible to be this intact. It should have exploded, disintegrated,"
Sinclair said, staring at the car and shaking his head. Kate's stomach sank.
"It's Rex. This is some kind of warning."
Chapter 2. 48 days after the shooting. Earlier that day, Kate's head bobbed back and forth until she finally gave in to sleep. She usually loved sleeping in cars, but dreams of nuclear bombs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?